The National Background Investigations Bureau, or NBIB, is coming up on its one-year anniversary, and with it, a replacement for its beleaguered EQIP system. With more about clearance management and the stubborn applications backlog, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
NBIB Director Charles Phelan is quick to dispel the fiction that is the NCIS-style analysts that are operating in darkened basements with only the click of a computer button standing in the way of someone's history. But Phelan wants to make improved federal background investigations management a reality, starting with plans to test the replacement to the beleaguered Electronic Questionnaires for Investigations Processing, or EQIP, system. E-application, or EAP, heads to the personnel testing phase in about 6 weeks, with a hope of rolling out sometime next year. Phelan said the Defense Department is developing the EAP system, and the test group is with the Army.
If you get a chance to use it, you'll find this to be a much better tool for inputting data. From our standpoint in the collection business, it will do a lot better in terms of getting the information to us in a way that is less liable to be mistakes and that sort of stuff. I think you'll like it. I mentioned human testing. We've actually been running this through a lot of other people in the meantime to get feedback on it. Success will be that they can navigate through, that there are far less errors at the back end of it, far less frustration on the part of the applicant, and more importantly, some of the features we're building into will allow us to do some real or near real-time validation of what that individual's put in to make sure that what they put in actually exists in terms of either addresses or employment or that sort of thing. So after the test, we'll go back and review everything completely and see whether we need to tweak it or not. But I'm pretty optimistic having seen this thing in action.
The EAP testing is just one thing the NBIB, the Office of Personnel Management, and their interagency partners within the Performance Accountability Council are doing in the near term to address security clearances, the background check backlog, and insider threat risk management. National Counterintelligence and Security Center Director Bill Evanina says plans are in the works this fall for a government-wide stand-down day as part of an ongoing effort to stem unauthorized disclosures. The day will bring an opportunity for managers to take time to talk with employees about their obligations to protect information and secrets and remind them of resources like whistleblower protections if they want to report a concern.
Getting to that precipice where someone has a catalyst moment where they go bad and they have documents and they leak to, you know, WikiLeaks or the media and they don't take the whistleblower act. So we started with a 6-week program with op-eds within the government, outside the government, foreign partners are going to help us do that. We're going to have a national stand down day to talk about the value of a security clearance holder's obligation to safeguard clearances and get back to the basics. That, listen, if you are angry or you are upset about whatever, the right answer is not leaking classified information to whoever, because what we have failed to do in the government is document and really tell the story of the damage that's caused.
Evanina said the public doesn't know the value of a leaked PowerPoint or information handed over to adversaries. It can cost billions of dollars, and that's a story that needs to be told. Another story that needs telling is what's being done to address the background check backlog. NBIB Director Charles Phelan said the backlog is roughly 700,000 cases, and the number not only stabilized this year, it even decreased a little bit this summer.
The one thing to put context around here is 700,000 is not the number of people that are unable to work. It's good to distill those numbers down a little bit and realize that when you take away name checks, when you take away duplications, we are running investigations of some sort, whether it is name checks or initial investigations or periodic investigations, on about 2 million people, individual people, every year. And of that 2 million people, and the investigations go around that, we're able to look at our current inventory and say we are roughly, of that 700,000, less than half, probably about a little over 300,000 are actually initials. And the vast majority of those are in the Department of Defense military side. The industry backlog right now is probably in the 70,000 range for initials. And for the rest of government is in about the 35,000 range. But the biggest chunk is in the 160,000, 170,000 range for military services.
The timelines, however, are still long, with secret clearances, or Tier 3 investigations, taking about 4 months, and top secret, or Tier 5 investigations, taking up to 10 months. Defense Security Services Director Dan Payne says with the attention on modernizing and streamlining background checks, Now is also the time to be thinking about investigative standards.
I think what we truly need to do is we need to take a look at what those adjudicative standards are and look at, in today's day and age, what are the best sources of information that we can go to. That's the things that can make a significant impact on a security clearance process. It's what Charlie alluded to when he was talking earlier in answering the last question. We have to take that step. We cannot continue to do things the way we are currently doing them.
That's Defense Security Services Director Dan Payne. NBIB Director Charles Phelan acknowledged it might also be time to look at potentially using more interim clearances at the secret level, or at least starting the process for someone's clearance before they're officially on a payroll. Under today's rules, NBIB can't start the background investigation process until someone is given an offer for employment. Dan Payne said at DOD, interim clearances are a necessity or nothing would get done. But those clearances are also where there is the most risk, because those individuals get access to classified information based just on credit and FBI checks. And that's why it's critical to make sure those investigations move quickly.
I grant the interim clearances for DOD. I also take the interim clearances away. And on a weekly basis, I got murderers who have access to classified information. I have murderers. I have rapists. I have pedophiles. I have people involved in child porn. I have all these things at the interim clearance level, and I'm pulling their clearances on a weekly basis. This is the risk we are taking. We are giving those people access to classified information with only a minimum amount of investigation. We have to do something about this. That is why the timelines on bringing down the timelines on the investigation process are so vital, so important to our national security.
That's Defense Security Services Director Dan Payne. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Meredith's story at FederalNewsRadio.com.